Hey, sweetie pop, how go the studies? Working hard or hardly working? What class is that paper for? Biology, huh? Yeah, well, starfish was always your favorite sea creature. When you were little, you used to pick them up off the beach and sneak them home in your pockets. Well, of course I knew you had them. They'd always get a little smelly after a few hours, so you don't think your mother didn't tell me? Huh, so you're studying starfish and asexual reproduction. So I wonder how, like, a starfish would tell their baby where it came from. I sacrificed my own limb for you to be born. Yeah, so. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, starfish don't have to go on dates like us humans. Nah, like, clones aside, there's something that we need to talk about, little starfish. You're at the right age for this conversation. I'm going to save you a whole world of embarrassment and let you know now. I understand that you're at that age where things can get a little awkward and confusing. And I just want you to know that your mother and I love you very much, no matter what. Just last evening, I walked by your room and heard you making a few noises. Now, what you're doing is completely healthy and normal and an amazing part of your biology. Now, but this being said, it's important that this activity is kept to private, and part of that is being conscious of others who may be in the house, even if your door is closed. You're becoming a mature young woman, and I see great potential for you in your independent life. Doing these little things to make yourself feel good is just part of that. We can have a better talk about this when your mom's here. I'm just a silly old man with the occasional life lesson to toss off here and there. She's going to meet us at the fish and chips place, and we'll talk about it there. You also better not order that expensive three-piece halibut, or my wallet's going to have to go on life support. Like, seriously, $20 for a plate of fish is preposterous, and you might inspire your mother to order something even more extravagant, so cool it, huh?
There you two are. I was getting worried you two went out on a secret espionage without me. I've already ordered us drinks, plus it's nice and quiet here today, so we don't have to listen to any whiny kids.
Well, traffic was slow. It wasn't my little grown-up's fault.
She drove?
Yeah, I'm not letting that learner's permit go to waste. It took 3 months of coaxing to get her out and retake the test. And, well, what did you know? She passed.
I'm so proud of you, sweetheart. You're already miles above your peers, and you give it your all in everything you do. Right down to your studies.
Babe, there's something else that we need your insight on. You see, our little baby is growing up in more ways than one, and she needs a little perspective from her mother.
Oh, that's right. Your father came downstairs last night, chuckling a little. I asked him what was going on, and he said that you were growing up a little too fast for your old man to keep up with, so it was my turn to take the reins. I'm sure he already told you that you're healthy, normal, and are not going to get hairy palms. Isn't that right, dear?
I didn't mention nothing about going blind, okay?
He's kidding. Those are Dark Age myths. Enjoy yourself, sweetie. You won't turn into a blind werewolf. I'm sure of it. Have you all decided on what you're going to have? We have a lobster special on today for only $23.99, and they're selling out fast.
Yeah, I'm going to have the two-piece haddock with fries, leave out the tartar sauce.
And I'm going to have the fish tacos, extra spicy.
Coming right up. It should be ready in about 15 minutes.
Anyway, yeah, this is your time. Your time to explore. You do this only in private places, okay? Make sure you're a little discreet about it, too, hon. Your father was a little embarrassed walking down the stairs.
Ah, yes, but with that being said, you shouldn't feel ashamed at all. These things happen, and, well, when you're older and you start branching out to find yourself a nice boy or girl, there are a few things that we can talk about to make sure that you're safe in the real world. If you're having sex with someone, always use protection, even if they can't get you pregnant. You'll prevent the transmission of diseases by using condoms and dental dams.
Use only a safe lubricant that won't harm your flora when you're by yourself or with a partner. You and I can go shopping for this a little later, okay?
And the safer you are, the happier you, your partner, and we will be. It's also important that you and your partner are both ready for this experience. I'm not letting anybody break my daughter's heart, or I'm coming armed to the teeth.
Oh, food's here.
Oh, thank you. We're only going to be around for so long in your life, but while we are here, we're going to give you all the guidance and support that you need.
That's right. Mama is always here for her baby. I don't even think I should call you a baby anymore. You're a young woman now, but still, you'll always be my baby. Let's eat.